as of this Saturday coming. We'll be more or less a third of the way through the season. We're fourth in the league, possibly could have been second. But over a season, I think, you know, it has gone really well. We've not got too many complaints, and the performances are starting to rise a little bit as well. I still think we're capable of more, and I know the boys do as well. So I'm just looking for that little consistency at the minute. And obviously, if the results keep going the way they are, I'm sure we won't be far off come the end of the season.
This is a club that has had its issues with money over the past few years, and yet you're getting success with them. You're the sole manager now. What have you done that's different? Because I can't imagine there's a huge amount of money to spend, even this campaign.
To be honest with you, the new consortium came in. They were quite honest, and in the way they had the chat with myself. You know, I've got a budget, I've got to work inside it. There is no leeway to go over it. And that's something, you know, that I've looked at. I worked hard over the summer to obviously get the players in that I wanted and to stay in that budget. And everything's going well at the minute. We're getting the results that I thought we would, to be honest with you. I was always confident once I started piecing the team together that like we would challenge this year. And that's the most pleasing part for me. It is, to be honest with you, a full-time job. It's something that I can't seem to ever switch off from, and I'm always looking at ways to improve things. And I think that's the way it's got to be. I pride myself in everything I do. I want to be successful as I can in my time here. So everything's going well at the minute, and I'm hoping it can continue for a long time.
Recruitment is so crucial when you're a manager, isn't it? How pleasing to be rewarded for the decisions you've made with someone like Weir Daly, who's been scoring goals for fun recently.
Yeah, I worked really hard, to be honest with you, to convince Spencer obviously this would be a good move for him. It's the lowest league he's ever played in, and to be honest with you, that's what probably held things up a little bit. I met him probably two or three times before I actually got his signature, and that was the main issue for him. It was the fact that it was going into the unknown a little bit. I convinced him the fact that the signings that we were making in around the time, the fact that we did mean business and we would be thereabouts. And I think you look at the setup at Corby, everything is going in the right direction, a new consortium behind the football club, and everything around the place does seem really positive. And I think it is proven now to players like Spencer, the fact that they made the right career move, he's enjoying his football, and obviously now he's scoring his goals.
Are we going to see Tommy Wright out on the field ever again? What do you think?
I'd like to think so. I know he's 32 weeks ago. So I'm just recovering from a shoulder injury at the minute. I'm not going to rush it. I don't feel like I need to. The boys have been brilliant, to be honest with you, in my absence. So long may that continue. And if they can keep the old manager out of the team, then I'll be happy.